Hello world, it's $1, broadcast from Faith and Success Dreams. Glory be to God for another day of grace. Glory be to God for another day of mercy. Glory be to God for vision, purpose, and dreams. I want to stop by your day with these vision words to encourage your spirit, motivate your lifestyle, and encourage your mind. With Philippians 4, verse 12 and 13. Sometimes God will disguise your blessings. And the vision, the purpose, and dreams come with many secrets in life that's only between you and God. And at the proper time, God will have you speaking different secrets through life. By being content and overcoming situations that's concerning your purpose to meet the needs around you. Philippians 4, verse 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secrets of being content in any and every situation. Whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I could do all things through Christ Jesus that give me strength. Let us pray. Prayer call. The Heavenly Father, thank you for the wisdom and knowledge and the secret of the blessings that's in disguise in our difficult time to reach the needs that's around us. Thank you, dear Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, and your favor. And thank you, dear Lord God, for the vision, the purpose, and dreams as we speak boldly through Christ Jesus that give us strength. Because we're speaking with the power and utilizing the Lion of Judah to overcome any situation in our lives right now. Lord, I'm praying if anybody is dealing with frustration. Lord, I'm praying if anybody dealing with fear. Lord, I'm praying for anybody that feel like they want to give up and throw in the towel right now, that you give them wisdom. Grant them miracles and boldness with the Lion of Judah to overcome any situation that they're facing right now. Help them, dear Lord God. Mold them to the person that you want them to be, dear Lord God. And strengthen us all to overcome even more, to fulfill our vision, our purpose, and our dreams. Praying for the lame, the blind, the sick, the homeless, and those in a jail cell, and the single mothers and single dads, dear Heavenly Father, that you comfort them, that you guide them, and they can find boldness in you to overcome anything through you, because we speaking to you. And everything we realize, it got to come through you. So we thank you, the Heavenly Father, that we could do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And thank you for the secret and the blessing in disguise that we see. And even when we don't see it, the Heavenly Father, we know they're in disguise and they're on their way. So we speak in nothing but miracles, blessings, in healings, in our family, our homes, our jobs, the ones with kids, the ones with companies, and neighborhoods, and across the world today, that you comfort them right now, boldly, through the Lion of Judah, as we speak boldly, move boldly, act boldly, and utilized boldly with faith through Christ Jesus that strengthened us as we speak that we are more than a conqueror through Him that loves us. As we speak as winners, champions, lions, eagles, kings, and queens. We could do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened us. So we will overcome any difficult time to meet those needs around us concerning our purpose to fulfill the kingdom need, which is the people, to find hope, to find vision, and to reach their dreams and activate their faith again in time of needs. Amen.